Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. We are so happy you decided to join us this morning here in the Tabernacle. We welcome you in the sanctuary. We welcome those who've joined us via Facebook or YouTube Live this morning. We're streaming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Taylor Tabernacle, where Elder Jonathan Ford is our pastor. Amen. Amen. We welcome you into this holy temple this morning. Amen. We glorify the Lord this morning. Amen. We lift him up this morning. Amen. Oh, he's been so good. He saw us to this place through another week. Amen. Amen. We just thank the Lord that each of you have joined us this morning. We just praise his holy and his righteous name this morning. It is the Lord's day, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Oh, you guys are too quiet. It is the Lord's day, and we will rejoice and be glad in it this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to call praise and worship up this morning, and we're going to lift up the name of the Lord and usher in his spirit. And then we're going to go right into Holy Communion. When praise and worship takes their seat, our deaconess Keisha Curitan is going to come up and give us the confession prayer. Amen. I'm sorry, I'm going to do the scripture. My apologies. And then our sister Keisha Curitan is going to come up and do the confession prayer. Amen. Praise and worship. Hey, this is a song everybody knows. We want everybody to come on and join us this morning. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Amen. Oh, I'm going to try that again. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Amen. Hey, you guys don't seem like you are happy to serve the Lord this morning. Amen. I'm excited. I'm happy he allowed me to make it one more time into his place. Amen. Into his holy temple. Amen. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Come on, lift your voice. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God.
Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve.
Jesus is the God we serve.
The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve.
Jesus is the God we serve.
Come on, the angels.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve. The angels
bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve. The angels
bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Jesus is the God we serve.
Jesus is the God we serve.
The angels.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. the God we serve.
Angels bow before heaven.
Heaven and earth adore him.
Angels bow before him.
Heaven and earth adore him.
Angels
bow before him.
Heaven and earth adore him.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty God we serve.
The angels bow.
Angels bow before
heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth adore.
Angels bow. Angels bow before
heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth
adore. Angels bow.
Angels bow
before
heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth.
Angels bow.
Angels bow before
heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth adore him.
What a mighty God we serve. Come on, the angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Somebody lift him up this morning. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. name. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. This morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. Bless your holy name. Oh, bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name this morning. Hallelujah. Woo, that ought to make you feel lighter this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, come on, come on. If you don't cry out, the rocks will cry out. I don't want a rock crying out for me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lamb of God. Thank you, God. Thank you. You've been so good. You've been so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You've been so good. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. The water is troubled. Step in. Yes, God. Step in. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Bless your name this morning. Oh, we give you the glory. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. Yes, God. We thank you this morning. You've been good. You've been good. Woo! You've been good. Yeah, glory. Glory to the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Come on, enter into worship with me. Enter into worship with me. Hallelujah. Come on, bless his name. Bless his name. He's been good to you. Whether you want to admit it or not, he's been good to you. He woke you up this morning. You have a roof over your head. You've got food on the table. You can move your feet. Oh, he's healed somebody in this house this morning. Oh, worship him. You may not be where you want to be, but you're not where you could be. Give him glory this morning. Give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. Bless the Lamb of God. My Savior, my Savior. My Savior, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, you've been good. Woo, thank you, Lord. I feel his presence in this place. I feel his presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Bless his holy 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 name. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Yes, God, yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we enter into communion. Oh, as we enter into communion, hallelujah. Do you know how special it is that we can enter into communion? Yes. This do in remembrance of me. Remember what he did for me. Remember what he did for you. Remember what he did. He thought about you before you were thought about. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. All right, y'all, we got to move on. Hallelujah. Hey, if you'll stand with me and turn in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 11, 18 through 34. 1 Corinthians 11, 18 through 34. If you'd stand to your feet when you have it, amen, amen, amen. I want you to think about the worship we just entered, and I want you to think about this Holy Communion, what we're about to read. Amen, amen. 1 Corinthians 11, 18 through 34 reads, "For I received from the Lord that I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Thank you, Lord. "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whosoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sin against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. This is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regards to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined, so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home, so that when we meet together, it may not result in judgment." Amen. Please remain standing, and our sister Keisha's coming following that. Our minister, Reverend J.C. is coming to bless the communion table, and immediately after that, service will be in the hands of our pastor.
Amen. Repeat after me. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word,
By now, everyone has received the wafer and juice. If not, just slip your hands up. If anyone here is, you don't have one, just want to make sure you have one. What a special time in the life of the church when we can celebrate communion together. This morning, as we share out of the Word of God, you'll hopefully get that sense of the uniqueness and specialness of the communion service. Amen. Amen. Everyone have one? Everybody in good shape? Good. If you have it, I'm going to ask you to pull back that top layer and just take out the wafer. And if you would, let's lift it up to the Lord. Jesus said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Eat ye all of it." After the same manner, he also took the cup. And he said, "The wine here represents the new agreement or the new covenant between you and God." Gave to his disciples and said, "Drink ye all of it." Our Father and our God, we thank you for the privilege being able to celebrate communion. Not only with and among ourselves, but with you and all of the angels in heaven. Thank you for the private moment we can share. And through simple act of obedience, be reminded of the greatest gift ever given, the body and blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that we never allow communion to become common. Father, I pray and I ask in the name of your Son, help us to always hold a special reverence, awe, and respect for the simplicity of the Lord's table. I pray that it causes us to look back and remember, but also challenges us to look forward and walk by faith. To walk and live in such a way that even as your Son pleased you, help us to do the same. Help us to do the same by what we say, by what we do, and by what we think. Cause our lives to be lights in this world, even as your Son's life illuminated the world with your glory. Father, we realize we're not perfect. So often we fall short of the mark. But through the person and power of your Holy Spirit, enable us empower us. To live for you. And yes, even die for you. This is our prayer. We ask it in the name of the beloved Christ. And all of God's people say amen. 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 God bless you. You may be seated all over the church. Thank God for you again on another Sunday morning, another communion. Thank God for your faithfulness in allowing us to celebrate communion. It seems like just about every Sunday this month we'll be back again celebrating communion on next Sunday. Thank you for those that were able and participating in that. Before we get into the Word of God, I do want to thank everybody for their attendance and participation on last Sunday. I don't know about you, but I had dreams of that food all week long. Man, I thought to myself, I said, you know what? We should have had communion and a meal every Sunday. Then we'd be down the road, right? No. That was quickly shot. Maybe that's why I didn't have. But thank God. But thank God for everybody, for your participation, everyone that brought something, that served in some manner. Thank God for you. So again, if you have your Bibles, let's go to the familiar passage for communion, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Just going to look at three verses. It's already been read in your hearing, but I do want to rehearse it. I'm going to invite you to turn there. Because as I said in my opening, one of the dangers in and with anything that we do often, there is the tendency, the temptation, whatever, however you want to frame it, for it to become less special, right? Because we do it. And as in our own Christian faith, because we are familiar with communion and we do it often, whatever the custom is, your church, that type of thing, over time, communion can become less important. And instead of us looking forward to communion as a special time of fellowship, we look at it as, oh, it's just communion. It's just another Sunday, just another time of fellowship. When in reality, it's not, you know. And so the onus is on us to keep it special so that it would never lose the significance that God has placed on it in our lives, right? We let it down, we think, but God has deemed it to be significant. Amen? Good. So, 1 Corinthians 11, just 23 and 26, and then I am going to add to the written, the witness out of Romans 12, in one, very familiar passage of scripture. But 23, it says, Paul says, I received from the Lord, which I also delivered to you. Significant because what he's telling us, this is direct revelation. That's what he's telling. He says, I have received from the Lord, which I'm delivering to you. And in this writing, this is not his first time communicating the significance or importance of communion, but he's what? Re-emphasizing it, right? We talked about it on last Sunday because last Sunday their conduct at communion had gotten out of control. Why? Because communion had become common. So common that it seemed like just about anything and everything was going on at the Lord's table. Paul said, that's not, you're missing it. So I gotta what? I gotta remind you again about the importance and significance of communion. Last Sunday we talked about your conduct at communion. This Sunday we're talking about your consecration for communion. Right? These three verses. He said, I received from the Lord, which I delivered to you. He said that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Now, as a backdrop, we all are familiar with this is the customary Passover meal, right, of the Jewish faith, right? They celebrate the week of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and on the Feast of Passover, right, there are many elements to the Passover meal. This is what's happening. But on this night, he does something special, right? And what he does that that adds or uplifts the significance of this Passover with his disciples, it says that he took the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken or given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Okay? It says, after the same manner, he also took the cup after supper. There were many cups that they had throughout the Passover meal, but the one after supper, he does something special with it. He took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." It says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. This Sunday, I want to talk about your consecration for communion. And that word consecration, just so we're all working from the same page, within a Christian context or biblical context, that word consecration simply means setting apart. Everybody with me? So when we talk about, hear that word in a Christian context, it simply means to set apart. In Christianity, consecration means setting apart a person, a building, or an object exclusively for God. Okay? Let me say it again. In Christianity, the word consecration means setting apart a place, setting apart a person, a building, or an object exclusively for God. Okay? So when we come around the communion table, it is important that we what? Consecrate ourselves for communion. Okay? If you got it, say, "I got it." Because we're down the road. That's, if you got that, you got the sermon, right? Consecration, setting apart. Remember young growing up, and I'm not even sure it may be the same table. But I just remember growing up as a young boy in this church, this table. We couldn't touch it. God forbid you put something on it. I mean, there was a time you needed the table for something. No. I can never understand. Dr. Taylor would always say, she said, "No, that's been consecrated for communion. Set apart exclusively for." You need a table? Get another one. This one has been consecrated unto God. Right? And that level of consecration is what always reminded us not of the table's significance, but of God's significance in our lives. Are you with me this Sunday? Right? Consecrated. Set apart exclusively for God's use. So as any time you take communion, don't simply come to it and participate in it, but understand that there is a requirement that as believers, we all consecrate ourselves in order to partake in the communion. Do you follow what I'm saying? Paul recounts for the church at Corinth the final Passover meal that the Lord Jesus shared with his disciples on the night he was betrayed. Jesus infused the meal with new significance. The bread represented his body and the cup, the new covenant written in his blood. The disciples were to eat the bread and drink the cup in remembrance of him and his sacrifice. This was the institution of the church ordinance of the Lord's Supper or the communion service. A covenant is a divinely created bond which God administers, through which God administers his kingdom program. Those who operate under a covenant receive its intended blessings. The new covenant refers to the new relationship that God established through the death, burial, and resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ. And if you are a Christian, one who has trusted in Jesus as the substitutionary atoning sacrifice for your own personal sins, you are a member of the new covenant. Okay? Am I clear about that? Remembering, or as we often see, in remembrance of, as it relates to the communion service, is not just recalling it. The Lord's Supper offers a uniquely powerful time of spiritual intimacy with the Lord in the same way that physical intimacy in marriage serves as a special time of intimacy between a loving couple. This is why we are encouraged to partake of communion as often as possible. It is a special sharing with Christ and the rest of the body beyond the normal relationship, enabling us to access heaven at a deeper level at communion. As mentioned last Sunday, communion is designed to demonstrate the unity of the church. When the church gathers to partake of the Lord's Supper, Paul says, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We evangelistically proclaim it to the world to invite them to trust in Christ for forgiveness of their sins and access to eternal life. Every time you take communion, you preach the gospel. This is why he says he's encouraging us to take communion as often as you can. It allows you to access heaven at a deeper level. It allows you to enjoy a relationship with Christ at a deeper level. Simultaneously, we proclaim to the world that Jesus Christ is today's answer. And all you have to do is take communion. We're trying to develop evangelistic programs, evangelistic outreach, all this other stuff. And the way God designed it, he said, all you have to do is take communion seriously. If you do that, he said, God's program will get executed and done in this world. You hear what I'm saying? But we have let the significance of communion, what? Go down. While we pour more effort and money and energy into all this other stuff we're trying to do. And he said, all you got to do is take communion seriously. He said, if you take communion seriously, you'll remember what he did. He said, if you take communion seriously, others will see the level of seriousness that you have placed on your relationship with Christ and be drawn to him as well. Are you with me? We triumphantly proclaim when we take communion. We not only evangelistically proclaim it to the world to invite them to trust in Christ for forgiveness and eternal life. We also triumphantly proclaim it to the devil and to the demonic realm to remind them of their defeat and coming judgment. Oh my goodness. Look at someone and say, just take communion seriously. You're trying to kick the devil out. You're trying to run the devil out. You're trying to blast the devil out. And in God's program, the new covenant, he said, all you got to do to defeat the devil operating successfully in your life is take communion seriously. I wish I had my real church. That's all he said. That's all he said. All this other stuff, you're adding that to it. I didn't add that to it. He said, all I did was take bread and wine and ask you to take it seriously. He said, if you just do that, he said, God would do the rest. He said, God would defeat your enemies. He would heal your body. Your sins would be forgiven. Just take communion seriously. So we triumphantly proclaim it to the devil and the demonic realm to remind them of their feet and their coming judgment. We also gloriously proclaim it to one another to recognize anew the victory over sin and the spiritual strength that Christ won on the cross for us. We proclaim it to the world. Wow, let me get one of those. Oh, here it is. Good. Good man. Good man. You're ahead of me. We proclaim it to the world, the death and resurrection of Christ. We proclaim it to the demonic realm, their judgment and defeat. And it reminds us of our victory in and through Christ Jesus. Right? That's why we sing the song, what? We have the victory. And we're reminded of that victory every time we take communion. Consecration to set apart exclusively for God. Even as Christ consecrated himself, consecrate, even as Christ set apart his body, even as Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, consecrated and set apart his own blood. Are you with me? To be the sacrifice for our sins, so we also should consecrate, set aside our bodies and our blood in remembrance and reverence and praise for the Son of the Most High God. Right? Here's the witness. Paul says it in Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren. To beseech means I beg you. Paul said, y'all got to get this one. By the mercies of God, the mercies, the unfailing and everlasting mercies of God, get this, that you present your bodies. Look at somebody and say, consecrate yourself. That's all he's saying is get consecrated. Present your bodies. Even as Christ set aside his body in blood, Paul reminds the church, we also should set aside our body and our blood as a living sacrifice. Living contrary to the normal sacrifice which required the sacrifice to be killed prior to offering. God said, now I'm going to operate in a spiritual realm. While you are yet alive, present your body as a living sacrifice. Here it is, holy. Anytime you see the word holy, meanings pertaining to God. Present your bodies holy and acceptable unto God. Look at somebody, say, don't give them anything. I wish I had my real church. Hard message to preach in 2024, because we live in a time where everybody wants to give whatever they want and expects the world to be appreciative for what they've done. But it's not that way in the kingdom of God. Give God what he requires and nothing less. Present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Paul said, by the way, this is your reasonable. Look at somebody tell you not doing God any favors. That's your reasonable duty. This is what I owe him for presenting his body holy, without sin, without blame, without any gall found in his mouth. He stretched his arms wide to show the world he was holy and acceptable. Here it is, I'm finished. And the proof that we have that his sacrifice was acceptable is that early Sunday morning, the ground shook and the stone rolled away, not to let our Savior out, but to let the world in, so that they could see that if you just take communion seriously, God will lift you up, turn you around, set your feet on solid. Not only did God lift him up, get this and you're done. He said, Mary, don't touch me, because I got to present my body back up in heaven. This type of body has never occupied heavenly airspace. The first time this ever happened. So I'm going to present my body back up in heaven to God. He said, here's the witness. He says, if it is accepted, he said, this is how you know. The Father will send back his Spirit, which shall fall on each of you. That's why he told the disciples, head back to Jerusalem and wait. I'm not even sure which way it's going to go, but I've done everything the Father has asked me so that my body can be whole. I've lived every way the Father has instructed me to live, so that my sacrifice shall be acceptable unto God. And if he approves, he will. He promised to send back his Spirit, and it will fall. Just wait. Just wait. The same power that is in my body shall fall on. And the only thing that you must do is take communion seriously. All that you have to do is consecrate yourself. Unto God. Which is our reasonable service. Every time we take communion, we're reminded not only of what he did, but we are reminded of what we must do. And like him, we must present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable. Not acceptable to the church. Not acceptable to you and your girlfriends. Not acceptable to the deacons. But acceptable unto God. Now I get it. Now I get it. He says, as oft as you do this. He said, here it is. This will be the proof whether or not you got the message. Paul said, God did not give me a stipulation on the frequency for communion. Had he given it, I would have passed it on. But all he said was, as oft as you do it, as often as you deem it necessary in your life. He said, just have communion. That's all you got to do. You don't have to pray longer. You don't have to fast longer. Just have communion. But when you have communion, take it seriously. Remember your conduct at communion. Remember your consecration for communion. you do that, if you get weak, if you're going through, things are tough, just take communion. As oft as you do it, you determine it. And this is right where we are. The sermon's right on schedule. Because so often we determine that we don't need communion. And it becomes the first step in a slippery slope to allowing communion to become common. Save for the frequency of the church that has said it, save for the pastor calling for it, ask yourself this question. How often would you take communion? We love communion. You know why most people love communion? We love communion because communion, rightfully so, reminds us of what he did. And we all love God for what God has done. The only problem we have with God is when God requires something from us. That's why you can't find a seat on Easter Sunday. Because we all love resurrection because what? He did it. And if you start doing me more favors, guess what? I'll love you because what? You did it. As long as I can get through life with no skin in the game, no contribution, no requirement, allow me to do what I want to do and still come to communion. I won't consecrate myself for it because I don't have any requirements. Because communion to me is all about what he did. And if you have that perspective, you only got half of it right. The other half, how we make this proclamation of the gospel is by how we live in light of, in the shadow of the communion. He's given his body and blood, and so ought we to give our body and our blood. He gave his life for us. We ought to give our life back to him. Now, finally, after all these years, the Bible finally makes sense. He said, take up your cross and die daily. When you see yourself either not on the cross or not picking up the cross, newsflash, to tell you, it's time for communion. It's time for communion. Because communion is going to remind you what? Of what he did. He got on that cross, not for himself, but for us. But communion also reminds us that we need to pick up that cross and give our lives back to him. Church of the Living God, help us to remember the significance of communion. As we said this Sunday, think about our part, our consecration for communion. Not only do I remember the table, Dr. Taylor used to remind us to do two things. Pray before you come. to the table. And pray when you leave. There will be time in the service. Can't do it today because what? We're all on microwave church these days. You can't do church in less than a minute. You ain't going to have no church. Not today. Microwave, the microwave generator got to be done quick. Communion Sunday would be a minimum 2 to 3 hours. Minimum. Dr. Taylor would pray for at least an hour on Communion Sunday. Right? At least. Then we had to pray. Then you had to come to Communion. And I'm looking at it right now. Depart and pray while others come. That's what she would say. Pray before. Why? And this is all next Sunday's sermon. You got to watch your conduct at communion. You have to prepare yourself and have your consecration for communion. Live holy, live right. And as you come to the communion table, what? Confess your sins. Come lay it out blank before God. Why? Because what we learn next Sunday, and this is the taper to it all, there are consequences. Listen to what Paul says. For taking communion in an unworthy manner. Consequences. What I'm giving you is not just a good sermon. Even as what Paul gave to Paul said, you don't understand. You guys are playing with fire and you don't even realize. If you don't check yourself before you wreck yourself, preach, Pastor Ford. God will judge you. This is in your Bible. I'm not making any of this stuff up. It's in your Bible, and we read it every communion Sunday. Woe be unto us if we don't take heed. Shall we all stand? Consecrate yourself for communion. Prepare yourself to come into fellowship with the Son of God again. To remember not only what He has done, but to be reminded of what you and I must also do. Salvation is free, but the discipleship cost. It's going to cost you something to follow Jesus. It's going to cost you. You're going to have to give up some stuff. You're going to have to do without some stuff. Again, it's just the way He designed it in the new covenant. Just the way God designed it. But it's worth it. It's worth it. And what a secret weapon we have. Good God of mercy. The answer to it all. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's just take communion again. And if you take it seriously and remember everything that Paul is saying, remember everything that the Holy Spirit brings to your conscious mind. That's all you gotta do is take communion. Don't wait for the pastor to call for communion. Don't wait for the first Sunday, the third quarter. That's for the church, yeah. But you know what? I need communion this Sunday. I've fallen out of the way. I'm not where I want to be in Christ. Take communion. You got it. You know the verses by heart. The same night on which he betrayed, he took bread, he blessed it, he broke it. Take, eat. This is my body. After the same night, he took the cup. Here's the new covenant. Drink. Not some, not most. Drink all of it. The word of God says you got to eat what? The whole roll. The bitter and the sweet. Your answer today is in communion. As oft as you do it. And I'm not opposed to you asking for someone in charge, hey, can I have a cup? I know it's not communion. You ain't got to tell me, but I just want to hold it in my hand. I don't tell them anything. I don't know. Well, be honest. Tell them, I need communion. And I can't wait for the first Sunday for the pastor to admit. I need communion today. I need to be reminded of what I owe God. I need to be reminded of the price he paid for my sins. Can I have a sacrament? I need communion. I feel him calling me back to an intimate place with him. Not with the church. Not with the deacon. No. He's calling me to a place of fellowship with him. He said, this is how you get there. You take communion. You guys should have the practice and experience. So many times throughout COVID, we couldn't fellowship like this. We had to have communion remotely. You had to prepare your own elements for consecration. Your own bread, your own wine. Don't let it stop. Don't let it stop. If they ask for a cup and they don't give it to you, don't get mad. I got a couple dollars, I'll get my own grape juice. I got a couple dollars. I don't even need a whole loaf. I get me a half a loaf of bread. And look what I'm going to do. I'm going to consecrate. That means I'm going to pray over it and I'm going to set it aside. Me and God are going to eat that. Why? Because I'm going to have communion again. This Thursday night, I'm having communion. I'm turning my TV off. I'm not putting my phone on silent. I'm turning it off. Why? I'm getting ready to set aside not only bread and wine. I'm getting ready to set aside my time for God. As a young boy, I used to hate communion because it took too long. But today I'm going to have communion. Yeah, I'm going to find me a consecrated place in my house. Maybe my basement, maybe my kitchen table. I'm going to find me a time. It may not be unleavened bread. May not be kosher, grape juice. But whatever I get, I'm going to set it aside. I'm going to consecrate it unto God. I'm just going to remind myself what he did for me. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to remind me what I owe God. Reasonable service. And I'm telling you, church, if you heed this message, I'm telling you, all you have to do is take communion. You got to do nothing more. You don't have to do nothing less. And when you do it, consecrate yourself. Not only in the days before, but consecrate you in the days after. Again, as oft as you do it. The thing with communion coming, you got to do what for communion? Got to prepare for it. All right? Isn't that what you got to do on Sunday? You got to wear this. You got to do this. whatever your traditions are, it doesn't matter. It forces you what? To prepare for it. Why? It's a special time for you and God. That's the value of having communion. And the more you do it, the more you prepare yourself for a unique place in the Spirit. Jesus took communion. It wasn't simply to pass it on to the boys that they could continue. Jesus took communion for what laid ahead. For some of you here today, you need communion for what God has in store for you. Have communion. And do it as often as you need to. He's going to provide for you through the bread, through the wine. The provision is already there. The responsibility is now ours for what? As oft as you do it. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed and holy is your name. Thank you for your manservant, the Apostle Paul. Thank you for his writing and recording of the Lord's Supper. That now we have a record. We have a witness instructing us concerning the communion service. And Father, I pray in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that the power of the communion service be released now into the believing body of Christ. Let the anointing, let the power in your body, the power of your blood, let it be released every time we take communion. Whether it be in the Lord's house, whether it be in our house, wherever we decide to let the power of your body, let the anointing of your blood be released. The full weight of the glory of God. Every time we take communion, every time we take bread, every time we take wine. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me. Help me. Help me. Show me how to consecrate myself. Lord, show me how to live holy. Show me how to live in an acceptable manner. Show me how to give reasonable service unto you. Lord, we thank you for the power and conviction of the communion service. We thank you for all that it proclaims to the believer and unbeliever alike, and to God be the glory for the great things he has done. So Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Yes, Lord, we give it to you. We lift our hands. We open our mouths. We make our heart available to you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify your name. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the communion service. Thank you for the communion service. Woo! Lord, I thank you. Thank you for communion. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the bread. Thank you for the juice. Woo! Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. For the next minute, just walk around and greet everybody in the church you can. You got 1 minute. Just greet as many people in the body as you can. And just tell them, I'm glad I came for communion. Just tell them, I'm glad. I'm glad I came for communion. This is not a normal Sunday for communion. We don't usually have communion. But I'm glad that I came this Sunday. I'm glad that we had communion. I'm glad it's the Lord's table. I'm glad. I want to have communion again. I want to have communion again. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes. 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 It's time for communion. It's time for the Lord's table.
Amen. 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 bless his name. Bless his name. Amen. Amen. I encourage you to listen to that message numerous times this week. What a feast. What a feast. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hey, if that message, if you felt the call, the pull of the Holy Spirit, if you felt anything, we invite you to meet our risen Savior this morning. We invite you to understand exactly why we are so excited about communion. We invite you to understand what he did when he died on Calvary's cross for us. If you'd like to be saved today and born again, I ask you to repeat this simple prayer after me. Dear Lord, I am a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I am trusting in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that his shed blood, death, and resurrection provided me for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and forgiving me of my sins today. Amen. Amen. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins today. Your forgiveness doesn't require you to come and confess to anybody else. If you prayed that simple prayer, you are forgiven today. Amen. Amen. Hey, if you accepted salvation today, we invite you to come to visit our website, www.taylortabernacle.com, and press on the tab, contact us, and check the box, I'm interested in becoming a Christian. Leave us a short message, and someone from this ministry will contact you with further information and to help you in your journey, the next steps in your Christian journey. Amen. Also, if you have a prayer request, you can visit www.taylortabernacle.com and find our prayer request page. Or you can call the church at 215-748-4578 and leave us a message. And someone from this ministry will contact you in regards to your prayer request. Amen. 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 What a word. What a word. Amen. 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 Yes, yes. We do remember. We remember often what he did for us. Oh, but how quickly we forget what we owe him. Amen. Amen. I like to tell people we like to refer to God as our sugar daddy. Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that, do this, do that, do. But what have you done? What's that song? Where's Deacon Todd? I need Deacon Todd. Thank you. What have you done for me lately? Amen. 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 I invite you to listen to that message over and over again. You'll find new meat each time. Amen. Hey, it is offering time in the tabernacle. All right. That was fair to Midland, as Pastor would say. That was fair to Midland. Fair to Midland. Amen. Amen. Hey, it's that time in our worship service for giving. And we bless the Lord that he has given to us that we may give. Amen. Amen. You can give a number of ways here at the Tabernacle. Amen. You can give online via our website. We have Venmo and Cash App. And you can give via U.S. Postal Mail. If you'd like to use text, you can text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256 and you will receive a link and instructions. You can give via our website, www.taylortabernacle.com/giving, and follow the instructions. You can give via U.S. mail by sending a check or money order. Please do not send cash. Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. Our Venmo is at Taylor Tabernacle 6309. Our Cash App, $Taylor Tabernacle. And for those of us in our sanctuary today, to my right, your left, you'll see two boxes in the window, one for our pastor, the speaker of the hour, and tithes and offering. Amen. You can place your offering there before exiting the sanctuary. You may also give to our pastor via Cash App and Venmo. His Cash App is $PastorJonathanFord. Excuse me, and his Venmo is at JonathanFord25. As always, we thank you for your liberal and generous support of this ministry. Amen. 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 Our deaconess Shanita Scott is going to come and give us our announcement. And immediately following that, the next voice you will hear will be that of our pastor with the benediction. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live, so you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on your YouTube page, or follow us on Facebook at Taylor's Tabernacle, so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gathering and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. Wednesday night prayer and Bible study will continue at 7 p.m. via Google Meet. Sunday school is from 8:30 a.m. to 9 o'clock a.m. via Google Meet. We look forward to seeing your child every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sundays. Remember, Pastor Ford's YLE challenge to invite your friends and family and neighbors to participate in our YLE program. And those are our announcements for this morning. We will have our benediction by a pastor.
Your sister Shanita is reminding us we all need to pray tomorrow night, 8:15. And if necessary, have communion tomorrow night, somewhere around 7:30. Now, answer my questions. I failed to do this on Christmas Eve, but we want to welcome our newest member, Landon Omega. Am I saying it right? Do I got it right? There he is, Landon Omega. And don't none of y'all kiss him or hug him. Matter of fact, I'm giving him my mask, but we thank God for Alex, thank God for Emmanuel. And not many days hence, they will be united in holy matrimony. Come on, let's give a big thank God for Sister Rayetta Bosley. Yet another cancer survivor. Ring the bell, ring the bell, ring the bell. And as always, we thank God for her contribution to the body of Christ. Most people with cancer don't go to church. And Lord knows if they do go, they don't contribute anything. If it wasn't for her shaved head, she'd just be, oh yeah, that's Rayetta. Praying, speaking in tongues, laying at, it don't change. Your gift is your gift. It is what, there's nothing you can do about it. This is what I was telling you on last Sunday. It's what every joint supplies. Sometimes you need to come to church so your gift can get stirred up and bless somebody else. Now, the right way to do the equation is we should be working to be a blessing to her because of all she went through. But she comes to church and says, no, I'm going to be a blessing. I should have went over there and let her lay hands on my head. Thank God for her. What a joy to see her face again. Thank God for all of our college graduates here. Jordo's in the house. John Mitchell's in the house. Jessica Lyons is in the house. Thank God for seeing all of these young people. The doctor's in the house. Get your physical. She's taking appointments. Cash only. Don't come in there with your health care card. Cash only. So glad for what God is doing in the life of our young people. Amen. Come on, let's look to heaven. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you for everything that you have done for us. We promise to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thank God for our drummer. He hung out. We're cutting into his second service, but he hung out for communion. He said, I can't miss communion.